Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We've got our drive moment. Most of us can identify with it.
Mm-hmm.
Did childhood teasing develop tough skin or tough scars in you? You know, I always say, I mean, I grew up in Meadowlands. Lots of my cousins around. And I think each and every one of us had a nickname. I think now they used to call me Tlokomuimele. And I don't have, my head is not that big.
We have the same nickname.
Oh, you said you had the same
nickname. It was yesterday when I said to my son, you know, my grandfather used to call me Makuluskop.
Yeah.
And then I'll come. And funny enough, Umkulu ga Albong, Wamuloi, we'll call him Makuluskop.
Yeah.
100%.
So they used to call me Tlokomuimele because I grew up in Meadowlands. They spoke Tswana there.
Yeah.
My late brother, who used to stutter, he was also a victim. They never played. They used to call him Gwekweza.
No.
I'm telling you a true story.
What a horrific people.
My other brother, I think my brother is like 1.8 meters. He's a giant. They used to call him Gamela, isn't it? K-Mela.
Oh my.
I know we all. My cousin, Edgar, who looked exactly like my uncle, they used to call him Simpy, as in movie. Like,
oh,
Simpy.
Wow.
No, he was again.
No, it was a business owner family. And the funny thing is, is that we were not bothered.
Nope.
If someone mocked you and said those things to you, you just smiled as a child, like, you didn't care. But now we are dealing with a different generation. We were talking about this new generation with a guy at the gym yesterday. And we're like, you know, the new generation, very smart, but they have a lot of anxiety. So you cannot be calling them names, you know, because once you call them names and that's... But, you know, I don't know how we survived.
I really don't know. I come from a family where Corona is part of... a lifestyle.
Yeah, standard.
Like it's standard. Where when you wake up in the morning, we all have sugu, unklogankulu, unpumulo. Yeah, on a stulda. Like they will call you stulda, like it's nothing.
Like kiss my doll.
Like it's kiss my doll.
Kiss my doll was the word.
It's normal growing up. And Wes, that is just endling. Then instead of to go to school, and you find the meanest kids ever. So for me, like being stulda. Like I was big, like I was huge, homozo, like super, like my mom's a spomti.
Spomti.
Yeah.
Spomti ki umbalumba.
It's like yeah, upupum.
Yeah. Why is it my pina area? Bumba pinza sao.
So that was big. So teasing me made my skin really, really thick. Like that's why when it comes to Quran, you must be sure if you wanna go with me, because whatever you're gonna say to me is nothing to compare to what I come from. Like roasting is nothing, Jofa.
I was lucky, man. I can't remember Kikwariwa. Maybe really I pushed it at the back of my head.
Mm.
But I can't remember Kikwariwa ka anything. Maybe didn't go said if far more, but that's about it. I can't remember. And I loved my nose.
Yeah.
So even when people were like, I didn't go to Howdy Famukhi, I'm like, all right. I like it this way because I really, really love my nose. But I know my nephews, my son is big. He's almost gigantic. I mean, he's very tall. He's 14 and he already wears a size 9 on his feet.
No ways.
So he's very tall and he's a thick boy.
Mm.
My cousin, well, my nephew calls him Bigzana. So ulimo fonung umsevile ka Bigzana. Eh, oh Bigzana. Hello Bigzana. Lamuvela eh Bigzana outin. Like who normal
like
big guy basically.
Bigzana.
That's right. So but I teasing that would have made me cry. Nah.
Yeah. So there you go. So yeah, did childhood teasing give you a tough skin and character, or did it scar you?
Some people get scarred.
Yeah.
I know. Cause I'm the perpetrator here.
You gave people thick skin.
Like so, I think it was standard 9. I'm not going to mention her name. So we're doing unprepared speech.
Why?
She's standing pambil. And she's like, oh, today I want to talk about my dog. I know she doesn't have a dog.
I know.
Why? Like, and then I went in. And I'm queer. Guess what? That was the last day at school.
No!
She never came back to school.
What?
We're friends now. We're good.
Did she ever go to school, even if it's not your school?
No, we're in school totally.
Skumba.
Totally.
Skumba, yeah.
Like Ngamkwara, in a way that she was like, I'm not going back to school ever again. And we six.
This is not funny.
It's hilarious.
21 minutes after 4.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Yeah, I guess that's why we have so much strong skin, because they made fun of our insecurities. I think because there were no rights. Oh, Mina, they used to. Okay, it's not a bad word. They used to call me Vetis, but then, like, you would be so subconscious because you're the only one who looks lighter and you didn't make a big deal about it. Which you would get over it, but yeah.
I mean, I'm grateful for everyone that used to tease me, and it wasn't a conscious choice, but now I look back at retrospect, it's because of those teasing I used to get or take. Eventually I had this mechanism, instead of having people laugh at me, I'd make jokes and have them laugh at themselves, or even make fun of myself, so that it dumbs down, you know, whatever gratification they get when they make fun of me.
Hi guys, now it toughened me up really, because they used to call me Ditsebe because I had big ears. And when somebody says Ditsebe, I would say, dude, I've had this ears for so many years. If you want to hurt me, try something better. So definitely, that's made me a bit resilient. And the clapbacks are also on it, they hit hard. So people were very careful on what they say to me, because they know the clapbacks were quite witty.
Martin Lawrence's ears. When were you ever teased?
I used to be Alexander.
Who's gonna be scared at you? Saying, first of all, I'm not really impressed with what I just said.
Listen, but I can assure you, in the township, those days, I mean, like 15, 20 years ago, when you spoke English, especially to other kids, you would be actually, they would be intimidated.
Yeah.
Especially about your first of all.
That's why we were when I was
Nina niyazala nina. Uyakwazi ukukhula umnyama ngecomplexion. Uhamba ngetransport idlule phansi kwebridge, so bakubize. But yeyi ukuphi sisiphela. Guys, growing up being dark-skinned was one of the worst. And it really kills your confidence. It's only when you grow older where you're like, you know what, I'm actually beautiful. Yo, kids.
Ke khotse ba mpitsa he makalu tshomo fitla ne ba mpitsa my friend. And le bitso le lendutse le gona no tshomitsa ka dimpitsa paprika. But hey, I'm used to it. Be like in a tab, like everyone ha kopana le no thola mpuisa English. Ek bua Spedi ba rai. My friend wo bua Spedi, so go letse ko kae.
Mina ngkhule nginekhanda guys, nginekhanda umamncane wami ubeka ngibiza u4 hamur. Omunye beka ngithi khanda lam the way likhulu ngakhona linawo wonke ama cardinal points of campus. So and proudly ne, I wasn't fazed when they tease me. Even now, as old as I am, I still shave my head. Ngizokhala ngechiskop.
I mean, guys, I was born in Amagwegwe, and then my mom bangichayisa ngomnyango on my left leg. Ngasala nginegwegwe eliyi-1. So growing up, I used to get teased a lot about that. Bebangibiza ugwegwe eliyi-1. And seemingly beyimchaza ubabami, because makuzofika umuntu abuze ukuthi mhlawumbe khabo bani afuna mina, uzothi ufuna ugwegwe eliyi-1, azibiza ubaba kagwegwe eliyi-1. It used to annoy the hell out of me.
So basically, Oshanye gwegwe ne kiss.
What a mess.
Kiss Osha ka kiss lele gwegwe. But at least meaning that you move in the one direction.
Glad this woman has been teased enough. This is unnecessary.
Drive 959, Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. on Kaya.
On the street, on the air.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.